to the Wayne Scherer Show, Being Your Destiny. I'm Wayne Scherer, international author, speaker, entrepreneur, and I'm really happy you've taken the time to join us today because, as you know, we're going to get in your face and we're going to tell you like it is because there's no goofing around when it comes to your business. I work from home. I have a great life. I'm doing exactly what I want, and I want you to be doing that too. And I didn't get there by goofing around hoping somebody was going to give it to me for free. So you know about that, and I know about that. And now let's get down to business. This is a really special show. This is awesome because, you know, Jennifer made a request, and I told you I would try to follow through on any request I get. And she knew we're going after that. My opportunity that I work is a 7-minute workout along with Pure Leverage and a couple others. And she said, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could get Chris Reed, the co-owner and president of 7-Minute Workout, to come on the show. And I said, yeah, that would be really cool. And so we did. So I got with me right now Chris Reed, the co-owner and president of 7-Minute Workout. Chris, I'm going to give you a little my version of the background, and we're going to go through this quickly. But Chris impresses me all to hell because he did the he is just like you and I. He's not, you know, so many people say, well, if I just had. Well, you know, Chris didn't just had. Chris just made it happen. He's a Taekwondo international champion. So he went from being the training athlete to building a business, a brick and mortar business, so to speak, of actually teaching people his skills and training them how to be champions just like himself. And then he said, well, let's see if we can't do some of this online and turn people into real, you know, teach them the fitness methods that really work in this world and translate that into an online business. And he didn't do this, you know, by people just handing him the, you know, golden chunks and it coming out of the sky. He did it through, you know, the real way, the way businesses are really built, through wanting it, getting it, and going for it. So, Chris, I really appreciate you taking your time to be here. Thank you very much. And
Well, thank you for having me, Wayne. I really appreciate that you're giving me a chance to come out and talk to your audience.
Well, you know, they want to hear from you, so we're going to let you hear from you. So we're going to go right into it because we're not going to spend all day with them. And I don't want to take all of your time, but I had a couple. I want to go right into it because there's a lot of things people want to know. And one of the key things, I think, you know, that people don't talk about, but I'm going to lead into it with this, is what is it really that enabled you to go from being the student of Taekwondo to actually being the business owner, training people, and then moving on and building even bigger businesses?
Well, it's an interesting thing, and it's by the way, I really appreciate the way you run the show. I love the attitude, and I really respect the fact that you're taking it seriously because people need to take this seriously. This is how we feed our families and put bread on the table and fuel our dreams. So we don't have time to mess around. We want to get right to the guts of it, and really, one of the things that I've come across and said, and you've heard it before, is when failure is not an option, you're going to get it. And I mean, it really has to be that way. And what I mean by that is it got to a stage, and I always kind of knew in my business life, when I was running my martial arts schools and I was focused on that full time, it was something I did in the evening. And I knew eventually I was going to have a family and have kids. And my wife, the woman I married wants a career. She enjoys what she does. So, you know, I could have $1 billion and she's still going to want to have a career during the day. So the reality is that evenings were going to be family time. And that just had to be that way. So along came the kids. And there was a time where the kids were young and I had to keep my job, keep teaching my businesses in the evening. And of course, start learning and running and experimenting online during the day, but not in a recreational way, in a very, very serious, committed way. I had to spent 2 years working, you know, for 2 or 3 hours a day with the exact same approach that I use to teach my classes, as if the same sort of attitude was required, the same sort of intensity required, the same sort of focus was required, but I did it without any promise of any compensation or reward. That was all on me. And I knew that, and I've always been comfortable with that. But, you know, my father asked me, he says, you know, what if you weren't able to make that transition? And I didn't understand. I mean, I just said, you know, you don't get it. No, failure is not an option. There is no what if. It was going to happen, come hell or high water. It was going to happen. And the only way it wasn't going to happen would be that I just never knew, because I was going to drop dead and I'd never realize it didn't happen. But until that moment, it was absolutely 100% going to happen. And when that decision is made, the rational mind takes over and says, okay, since there's no choice, just like being, you know, you're in the middle of the lake, what are you going to do? Well, what do you mean? You're going to swim, likely. As you think about how you're going to, like other options, you're going to start a little bit of swimming. So, you know, it's sink or swim sort of attitude. And so when you start with that attitude of saying, okay, I'm starting and this is going to work. And as things get difficult and you realize that failure is just truly not an option and quitting is truly not an option, the only other thing to do is to continue working to overcome each and every single obstacle and challenge as they come about. And if every time the obstacle and a challenge comes about, you start to consider, oh, am I going to do this? Well, failure is an option now. You've just given yourself an option. You know, so like you can sit there and quote, failure is not an option. But if you question, okay, am I going to keep with this? Well, the minute you've made that question in your mind, the minute you let that question even enter your mind, you have to realize that no, you can say what you want, but failure is an option for you, because you're thinking about there's a set of circumstances that are going to cause you to quit. And in my case, and in the case of the people that I've seen who've pulled through and had the success that they set out for, there was absolutely zero circumstances that existed that would cause them to quit. And once you put yourself in that situation, you're going to get what you want.
I heard you right at the beginning of what you were saying. You said a very important thing, though. Well, you said a lot of important things, but I'm going to pick on sure, a couple here. Number one, what people want everything to happen instantly. But, mm-hmm. but what you said was what I have found common amongst all the real successes was it took you 2 years or more to really make it so that things were starting to gel. And yeah. and I've heard that from any number of entrepreneurs, 2 to 3 years just to get their first business truly running the way they want. And you have to plan on that. And you have to make that total commitment. You know, those things, you're right. I agree. You say people use them as trite metaphors and stuff like that and cliches. But it is total commitment. And it is sink or swim. Mm-hmm. I remember I did learn to sink or swim.
You're in the Navy, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, that was the way I learned to swim. I was given a little swimming lesson, and it didn't work out so hot. So my neighbor took me with you know, his son, so we were friends, and he took us out to a lake, and the mission was to teach us to swim. So he took us out in a rowboat, and we weren't that far from shore, but, you know, for little 5-6-year-old kids, it was like a long, long way. And it was like, into the water, boys. And then he rowed the boat away and he said, swim. Now, people think that that's not a true story of how people do it, but that is how I learned to swim.
That is how generations learned how to swim, you know, and learned a lot of other things. And they realized out of necessity, you can do things.
That's right. Failure was not an option.
No, just isn't.
And that's the way it was for me in the Navy too. Failure was not an option. I mean, it was live or die. So yeah. Failure is not an option.
Yeah, exactly.
So exactly. Let's transition just a little bit from that, going from, okay, we got the mindset, but how important was it to you to have a real strategy to work from in order to succeed? Did you find that to be essential in making your business come to be what you wanted it to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't just take random shots. I mean, the thing is that you have to have a strategy. But I think a mistake that a lot of people make is that they feel that it's rigid, that it's not flexible at that point. I mean, when I first started working online, it was on Taekwondo website. It was a Taekwondo community. We had a free community out there. It was everything related to Taekwondo, you know, very much like the members area of 7-Minute Workout. And that's what the core was. Now, in order to get the technical content that we wanted up online, it took a lot of red tape and hassles, and it just proved to be that side of it to be more difficult than it was worth. So during the course of this you know, learning process, where I made the commitment that I was going to be working online, the strategy was first to grow an audience in the area that I knew, which was Taekwondo, and then eventually monetize it. But what happened was is that the online Taekwondo community wasn't forming the way I envisioned it to be forming. And it's at that point where Joel said, you know, and I'd been working with Joel because I was using the backbone of his company because he was investing in the idea. He says, you know what, why, let's stop beating our heads over this. We got to go, not everybody wants Taekwondo, but people want fitness. And I said, well, really, what do you mean? And he said, well, we'll take the same concept, but instead of promoting the, you know, just to martial artists, we'll take what we did as fitness. He goes, let's face it, you know, people have always asked you the same question. How come you're stronger than everyone else when you train? And how come you're stronger than everybody else when you kick? And I've always told them it was because of my workout program outside of Taekwondo. He said, so let's take that. And it was his workout program. I mean, we were training partners our whole lives, and he was the one that kind of brought it to me back when we were teenagers. And so we said, okay, well, yeah, I mean, this way, we're the authorities because we invented this. Basically, we created the strategy of how we could deliver it online, and that took a lot of doing. Because, and I mean, for the Mavericks, you guys remember some of the ways early on that we were thinking about providing information. We thought about, you know, you were going to come to the site, and the only workout you were going to see is the one you had to do just right now, and you weren't going to be able to see the other ones until you clicked on it, or all of the workouts were going to be shown to you in sequence. You know, a 20-minute video that's explaining each of the thing to do and so on. So we went through a lot of different ideas, and we had a strategy on how to test them, and a strategy on how to get feedback, and a strategy on how to launch the company, and a strategy on how to grow the company. And we knew that you couldn't just have an empty community and hope to be, you know, trickle in members. We needed a big splash. And we had a strategy for all that, and we've had a very systematic approach. But again, as I say, it's like when things came up and didn't go exactly as planned, we changed the plan. You know, we modified the plan and kept rolling.
Yeah, you know, and I have to admit, I shouldn't have made this mistake, but because in the Navy you did everything from a plan.
Yeah.
But then I thought when I was going online, I started with absolutely nothing, and I. It didn't register with me that I still needed a plan.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I should have known better because I just spent 22 years doing everything from a plan.
Oh, you don't know what you don't know, though. I mean, the thing is that, you know, an expression that I use, when you know one thing through and through, then you know everything. And you realize it's like, yeah, I mean, you kind of come online, you don't know enough about it to not know, like you don't know enough about it to really even realize you need a plan, but then you realize, well, no. I know in life I need a plan, you know? So, I mean, if you take that, like you say, you transfer the knowledge you got from the Navy, and it actually will help you in your online business, without question.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The key is, I think, and I was guilty of it, but I'm not now, but getting people to realize that there's not some perfect step thing that you can be handed that's going to work perfect for you. A plan is a plan, and it's meant to be changed. Mm-hmm. But you can't change it unless you know what the plan is. How do you know
it's
change if you didn't have it to begin with?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's got to exist.
Yeah.
You got to have a working plan.
Yeah, I went out on missions. I remember missions over Kosovo. We always went with these big plans, and we had these dynamic. We had multinational forces coming together in the air, and. And when things went to hell, which they did a lot, you had a plan, and you often didn't execute the plan anywhere, anything like it looked, but at least you knew what you were deviating from, and that's what enabled success.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, I used to teach the Taekwondo, my kids this way, I mean, the Taekwondo classes, I'd say, it's like grammar. If you think about it, like, I mean, listen to the way I'm talking. I mean, I'm slurring words, using expressions, But if I enunciate everything perfectly, I mean, I sound robotic. But however, the thing is, each letter has a syllable, has a sound, and they each have to have something that you're basing it on. But once you know it, and once you have those sounds in your mind, and you know what it all is, you can start to speak with accents. You can start to speak fluidly. But it all does base back to that very, very basic grammar that you need to know. Everybody needs to know what L sounds like or O sounds like, but the Canadians, we say a boot and you guys say a bout, but you spell it the same way, you know? But we all understand what we're saying because it's based on the same stuff.
That's right. Yeah, Chris, that's I'm glad you put it in the terms you did. You know, a lot of people hear me talk my Navy stories and say, well, that's just the way you did it in the Navy. Well,
no, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's right. It's business everywhere.
Yeah.
And
no, and you know, I mean, the Navy and studying those things is very, very important because the way that teams work and the way that they do things and the stuff that they emphasize the hardest is the stuff that everybody should take in business, because the thing is, when there's money at stake, people listen and, you know, it's up to you. But if you're my commanding officer and lives are at stake, there's no choice. You're doing it the right way, and the right way is this way. So those things, you know, you should really, you know, there's a lot of wisdom that goes on there because of what's at stake. So I think there's a lot of education you could provide people.
Oh, yes. Now this one's kind of an unfair question in a way, okay. But it's not meant to be the one thing that's going to make everybody succeed. So please, listeners, don't hear it that way. But I'm gonna make you think a little bit. If there was one most important thing, which I know there's not one. There's like a bazillion most important things. But if there was one most important thing, what jumps to your mind as the single step or element of your strategy to develop first? Where would you have people looking first?
I would have them expressing themselves. I would have them expressing themselves online. Figure out the parts of their ass, of the characteristics, not just kind of stuff that pops in the mind. Have a strategy. I would tell people to figure out what the best elements of their personalities are, what they get the best responses when they're being funny, when they're being serious, when they're being analytical, when they're being inspirational, when they're being thought-provoking, whatever it is. Figure out and what they enjoy. And then from there, constantly express yourself in that way. Hold back on the negative stuff and the stuff that makes you crazy, because you know you're going to draw a certain type of audience, but not the type of audience you necessarily want. But and then be consistent and consistently express yourself. Put posts on Facebook. Share postcards of different things that resonate with that same kind of brand you're building. Blog. Contribute to forums. You know, build an online persona that basically, when people kind of see you or hear your name, they already have an understanding of where you're coming from. And basically, I mean, there's certain types of people, and there's not millions and zillions of variations. There's different categories that people fall in. And once you once you take a positive attribute of your personality and put it out there, it will resonate with people. And at those people will become your target audience, and you can get to know your audience. And it's funny, I mean, dealing with people who we buy advertising from, they know their list. They don't just take any offer to their list, because they'll look and go, yeah, you got a great offer, but not for my list, because I know my people. I only send them stuff that I know they're going to want. So if you've been developing an online personality and your own personal brand and, you know, doing the things that I had just said, then you kind of look at your audience and say, now, what are these people interested in? You know, and if it's fitness, then boom, 7-minute workout. Self-improvement, 7-minute workout. You know, online business, 7-minute workout, great. But if it's something completely different, well, then you can look for something completely different and then offer it to them. And that's how people can really start to put or create a niche audience, which, you know, another word of calling a niche audience is a target market, and then target that market with items that appeal to them. So that's, I think, I mean, and easier said than done, and it's a very simple thing to say, but not easy to do, because again, it takes daily commitment and daily consistency, and you're going to see a day go by, a week go by, a month go by, and you're going to get, you know, virtually no results, a couple or three likes, and then, you know, 6 months go by and you get more likes, and a year goes by. But like, look how quickly I can say 6 months in a year. I can say that so fast, but 182 consecutive days of working on something that you're not sure is ever going to pay off can be frustrating if you ever give yourself failure as an option. So you don't give yourself that, and you just keep working at it.
Yeah, I think that was a – what you just said was a very hard point for me, because one of my early coaches told me to create a character to represent myself online. And I don't think he meant for me to – the way I took it, but ultimately – I ended up trying to be somebody I wasn't.
Yeah.
And it didn't work, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, because, yeah, I mean, you start to think of things or people that, you know, that you found entertaining or engaging or whatever. Because, you know, there's certain people who are entertaining and engaging. And I mean, I find myself doing that. Like, I mean, there's that really dry comedian, Stephen Wright. You know, and he stands there and he speaks really monotone and he says crazy and he says all these crazy one-liners. And I try to repeat what he says and people just look at me like I'm an idiot,
yeah.
You know, and I'm laughing and, you know, and it's like, okay, so if I try to take that approach just because I like him doing it, I'm not going to get anywhere, you know, but what about him that is it that makes me laugh? It's his dry humor. It's a little bit of a smart humor. So then you kind of start to think, okay, well, what else is kind of, you know, what can I be that's kind of smart, funny, you know, like, you know, that sort of thing. So you pick up little bits and, I mean, you develop your personality, but really it's not like you change yourself. You just take the parts of yourself that you're going to share and showcase them, you know?
Exactly. I found when I just started being me, And why everything else started working was, you know, quit worrying about whether I upset somebody. You know,
yeah,
it's like the, you know, in the politics they do the, you know, you heard all this political correctness stuff, but you know, trying to satisfy everybody in marketing is like one of the dumbest things you can do.
Exactly. There's different products for a reason, you know.
Right. Be yourself.
If there was one thing that everybody wanted, they would have had it by now.
That's right. You know? Trying to satisfy everybody with your personality, you can't do.
No.
No matter what you do, somebody's not going to like what you say. So just be you.
You know what? Chances are, people who don't like you is because they're not like minded people, and you're not going to like them. So
exactly.
That's life, man.
That's right. They don't like me smacking them in the face with some harsh words.
Yeah.
Don't work with me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that was very, very important. Well, that was getting down to the real meat of what makes things work. I really appreciate that, Chris, because you know, that's kind of like the stuff that a lot of people don't talk about, but I think it's the most important stuff. Everything doesn't come in the form of a checklist.
I mean, you got to keep rolling, you know, like you just got to keep rolling on and learn the systems, you know, like, and just keep improving and just keep diligent. And that's really the key, isn't it?
Yeah. That's always been the key for everything, no matter what. And, if you're transitioning from a job, doing whatever to being in charge of your own destiny, working from home online. Well, a lot of that stuff you learn doing that job applies completely.
Sure.
You don't get to toss it out the window.
Nope.
And every job you worked at probably had guidelines and a plan to work from and an essential strategy that you were going to work from day to day and did not ask you to try to be somebody else to get the job done. I mean, you couldn't get hired by pretending to be somebody else. You had to
No.
You had to be you.
You have to sell yourself. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's it here. Well, Chris, that's our time is up, but I think that was I hope people can you know, play it over again. Listen to this over and over again as you listen to the show, because what Chris just told you is really the core of your success. And if you're expecting things to happen instantaneously, well, then, you know, you're listening to the wrong show, because we'll talk about that here. But if you want to join in on the team, as you well know, I follow, I promote, I work, I do the 7-minute workout. It became, in fact, I'm a testimonial on the 7-minute workout, but
exactly.
I love the set of 7-minute workout. And when they started making it so easy for people to win with it, that's why I went with it. And then GVO also has Pure Leverage. So I, of course, as somebody building a business, I have people use those tools to build their business. It works great. So if you want to join me on my team, you go to, now you can go to an all new site we have up. It's called the EasyLeadNetwork.com. Just register free. All the training's there. The squeeze pages are being built. The lead captures are being built. So join me there. Easy Lead Network. I hope I said that right the first time. EasyLeadNetwork.com. EasyLeadNetwork.com. Join me. I'll get you set up and we'll be putting you into six, actually you'll ultimately be able to work six different ways of building your business in there. And so I think that'll be very good for you. Plus the training in there is, well, it's outrageous. It's more than you get in most $1,997. Products, so I hope you'll join me there. All right, Chris, thank you very much for your time. That was just an absolutely incredible insights on what it takes to get rolling. Chris Reed, everybody, thank Chris Reed, president and co-founder of 7-Minute Workout. I hope you'll join my team. And if you have any inputs for the shows, don't forget, support@WayneSharerShow.com. I'll be glad to give you credit for that and do my best to take your inputs and bring them to you live. All right, see you next time.